This is an audio production of Christ's Emancipation of Women in the New Testament, written by Lynn Hilton Wilson, read by Naomi West.
Foreword. Dear readers, thank you for your interest in this book. 6 years ago, the publisher and I agreed to print 2,000 copies of the book. I am thrilled there are many interested in the work, and the interest has, if anything, continued to grow. Rather than a second printing, we are excited to make it available in a digital format for free. Digital fosters easier research and searching for scriptures. There have been a few changes made to the book. It has been edited and the introduction is reordered for readability. I would like to thank my family for their input and competent editors who helped make it better. I would especially like to thank Dr. Michael Rhodes, Emeritus Professor of Ancient Studies, as well as others on the faculty of the Brigham Young University and the Religious Studies Center for their insightful input and peer reviews. They made the book better, but all its faults remain my own. In its new format, the book jumps right into the analysis to demonstrate definitively Jesus's transformational power, culture setting, and breaking doctrine and love. Most of the former introduction is now Appendix 1. It contains definitions and context. It will particularly be helpful to the reader for whom much of the New Testament context is unfamiliar. The appendices are designed to either be read or consulted as you read. Like the first edition, this book includes every woman named and unnamed in the New Testament. I also attempted to reference every passage on women in the Gospels and Epistles, specifically tackling the troubling passages. Jesus is our exemplar in everything. This work demonstrates his life-giving love, especially to women, children, and servants. In a world overcome with division and strife, his messages of inclusion for women and children, of mutuality in marriage, and of the need to lose ourselves in love and service to each other could not be more germane and timely. Lynn Hilton Wilson, February 2022. Introduction and New Testament context. During his ministry, Jesus Christ restored sight to the blind and mobility to the lame. He restored the high law of love and forgiveness. He restored Melchizedek priesthood authority to act in God's name. Yet one of the most important things he restored is rarely discussed. He restored the sacred nature of the family and marriage by re-establishing a noble image of women and children. In order to appreciate the dramatic change that Jesus made to the role of women and their relationships, we need to place his teachings in the context of his day. How did Jewish, Greek, and Roman men treat women and children? Combing through their volumes of documents, letters, poems, plays, histories, and holy books leaves the impression that in many cases, their family relations went awry. We find startling differences when we compare their pages of misunderstandings, oppression, and dysfunctional relationships to the New Testament stories of Jesus's tender interactions with women and children. Christ made abrupt and radical changes that restored women to a place of value with eternal potential. This book opens a window into family life during the time of the New Testament to better appreciate Christ's transformative teachings about women, teachings that are still influencing families today. This introduction provides a short historical background. For more historical definitions, background, see Appendices 1 to 4. Historical background. The ancient Jewish world was patriarchal, as were Roman, Egyptian, and Mesopotamian societies. The hierarchical system directly impacted interpersonal relationships. Generally speaking, at the time of the New Testament, Jewish women and children were kept at home as much as possible so as not to be exposed to the things of the world. The public domain was man's territory. Only a husband could deal with land and financial matters. Many did not treat men and women equally and considered women inferior in all things. In some cases, women were blamed for all evil. Women were only sanctified through the deeds of men. The anomaly of women is worked out by assigning her to a man's domain. Most often, Jewish records spanning 2 centuries before and after the New Testament express little evidence that their authors understood the benefits of a mutually supportive, sensitive, affection-based
Sample complete. Ready to continue?